Good morning. Uppie. It's Dina Blizzard. You might be saying, what's wrong with her face? I forgot all my makeup at home. So we're doing the show with my real face. Nobody wants that. Good morning. Talk to each other a second. Hold on. Glasses on, make it look like I'm going somewhere. Look, I had to put something in, break it up. Look, because this is my real face. I hope you're joining me with your real face. We are down the shore. It's beautiful. Happy Friday, everybody. It's Brooke Blizzard's birthday. It's a big day today. Thank you, Diana. Good morning to you, Steak Diane. Okay. All right. A lot of dogs. A lot of people. I finally call you this week, Andrea. I was saying prayers for you, Andrea. I saw your post on the cousin's page. Hoping all good things. Mary Drew Pendleton is here. Good morning. So it's a great day today. It's Friday, y'all. Good morning, Tammy. It is Friday. It's not as sunny and beautiful as it was yesterday down here at the shore. But thanks, Anne-Marie. I'll tell her. It's supposed to be a little rainy, but we got some fun things planned for Brooke Blizzard's birthday today. It's so fun. Good morning, Gina. BNC is also down the shore, but not where I am right now. So she came down the shore yesterday as well, but she's at a different shore. She's in Wildwood. And she was like, she calls last night. She's at some event called Barefoot on the Beach or something. I don't know if everybody's heard about this. First marathon, Courtney. That's exciting.
Wait, what?
What? Chris is outside. She just said, I'm here. I brought breakfast. What? She's across the street. So she calls last night from the party. It's called, what did I say, Barefoot on the Beach. I love Wildwood. And it's this whole country concert. And I think Blake Shelton is there. A bunch of other country people. I don't know who they are. What is she doing? Why is she up here? She's so crazy. Man, I gotta go open the door. Hold on, I think it's locked. Hold on. I said, was it called Barefoot? I'm here.
Barefoot Music Fest.
Barefoot on the Beach, it's called?
Barefoot Country Music Fest on Wildwood, New Jersey.
And what?
Is this the pillow?
Let me see the side.
The side? There's like, no yellow band.
Yeah, that's it. That's mine. Okay. All right, thanks, bud. And my makeup.
All right.
Some vanity. And there's, okay. All right, bye-bye, I love you.
Wait, hold on, where's your makeup?
It's on the left side drawer.
This?
That thing, yeah, bring that.
All right.
Bye. Thanks, bud, bye. Did you text your sister? Okay, he's gone. Okay, real busy here today. I know, BNC for the win, everybody. Okay, so you're going to Billy Joe in New York?
No, Philadelphia, LaLink. He's with Stevie Nicks.
Oh, look at Betsy having the best day of her life.
Wait a minute, I just saw Taylor Swift at the Met a couple weeks ago.
Look who's real fancy. Who's so fancy?
So I'm going to go back tomorrow to the music fest.
Okay, who's watching this? Is that my mother? Diana. I can hear you on echo, Diana. You have to turn your phone off. You are in the house I'm in. If you want to hear it, just come walk down the steps. Diana. John, this is best neighbor Chris. Chris,
hi,
John.
Nice to meet you.
He's, you can call him Honey Door John.
Okay.
That's how he gets into your house, through the honey door.
Through the honey door.
Bringing in your honeys. Because I checked the Ring doorbell, and there's no record of John entering the house, which means my mom is illegally bringing men in the back door.
Uh-oh.
So now there's going to be a honey door. It's where you bring the honeys in.
Got it. I like that.
It'll be a separate Ring doorbell. Yeah.
I'll have to remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to need a honey door. Diana.
Goes with honey do.
Like honey, honeydew and the honey door. There's no one's gonna answer me.
Do you mind
if I watch? Diana? No, you can say.
Come on, guys.
Why is she acting like she can't hear me?
Want me to go up?
Senior citizen rights.
Di. I just need you to wake Jacqueline up. I want you to wake Jacqueline up and tell her she has to leave now. Get up. And she has to leave now. Everybody is saying good morning, Honey Door John.
Nice.
Hi, how are you?
It's very popular. Nice. That's Cousin Linda. This is best neighbor Chris.
Hi.
There's a lot happening. There's like five girls upstairs. Dean's trying to come down. There was a cord for a camera that was like lost in the thing and in the shuffle and a lot of drama.
Busy morning.
So what time did you leave Wildwood?
No, I was in Avalon.
Oh, Avalon.
Well, I went to Wildwood.
Yeah.
Slept in Avalon.
Yeah. What do you do? What do you just got a backpack with some skanky clothes in it? You just wander from city to city?
No, Jersey style basket. I have my basket.
You have your laundry basket?
I put my...
Who wants to be best neighbor Chris? She had a beautiful wedding for her daughter. Now she's running to concert after concert. I looked up those concert tickets.
I did too.
They're not cheap. Yeah, ridiculous. I know, John. Lulu is on John's lap.
But it's the only
she got her own honey now.
I can tell you, it was awesome.
And I saw Blake Shelton's tomorrow.
At 8 o'clock. No, he's tonight.
Oh, tonight.
I'm going to miss him. I really wanted to see him. I love the voice. I'm in love with the voice.
Chris, how are you going to be everywhere, all these concerts?
Hi, how are you?
What are you going to dinner with Billy Joel tonight?
We're working on that.
We're working on
it. He's got a little conflict. So.
Yeah. He got to get ready for the show. Oh, she's a jet setter, Steak Diane. she's now Luke. Oh, wait. Let me brag for a minute. So, we moved to Morristown. That's when we meet best neighbor Chris and her beautiful family. Right now, she's got three older kids, which is Billy, who already got married, Lexi, who just got married.
In Italy. She's in Italy now.
She's in Italy now. And then Christine is, what, 25, 26?
She's on her way to California.
She just moved to California. All beautiful. That beautiful family. And then Luke, who is a junior. And my kid, but so there's a gap between the three kids up here and then Luke, and my kids fit in the gap, right? So it's one big family. Fine. So we moved to Morristown. You know, we're a musical family. We get into the musicals. And so Luke was pretty young, and we would drag him to all the shows Dean was in. Jacqueline's in the pit. Brooke's playing violin. Who's in the chorus? So he got to watch the Blizzards coming up. And so... when Dean was in the plays in high school, he would be in the plays and he'd have these great roles. And then there's this, what are the awards called?
The Paper Mill Playhouse Awards.
And so the Paper Mill Playhouse looks at all the high school productions in New Jersey. And you can, like, submit, like, for best leading actor, best leading actress, best chorus,
production,
best production, whatever. So when Dean was a junior, he won for his show. He was the lead of the show, and he won and got to go to the Paper Mill Playhouse Awards, and he got to sing, and then he won a scholarship to, like, their summer program or something. Fine. Well, 6 years later, our little Luke, who is now a junior, and he looks like he's 27, just so you know, he went from being, like, a little baby to a giant man. And at all the weddings, now I told you, his sisters and brother are a lot older, but they keep having these weddings. Well, you looks like a man. You put him in a suit. All these 30-year-old women are hitting on this sophomore last year, now a junior. And we're like, yo, back it up, okay? Check yourself, ladies. All right? So he's got a nice girlfriend in high school. Fine. Well, he was in the play. He got nominated for the award, same as Dean. Did you hear Dean made a little video for him?
No.
Yeah, Mr. Har reached out and said, hey, would Dean write a little, like, video for Luke to be like, hey, whatever. So he said, he said, Luke, you're following in my footsteps. And it was really nice.
I know, even with Boy State, that's this weekend, too.
Boy State's coming up. Yeah, he's going to be little Dean Blizzard. So how was the thing? He had a good time the other night?
It was just amazing. Really, really. I had a whole new world for me, you know. He so wants nice. To do the camp now.
Oh, good. So. I heard you trying to work it out. So, so it's so great. Like, how many people feel like, and I feel like there's some of us even in this group that, you know, you have your friends or your neighbors or, you know, maybe it's coworkers who are just as invested in your kids as you are. You're like, let's go and watch. And we're like, okay. And it's so fun. So we used to do that with all of our kids. Now we all go see Luke. So they did Cinderella.
Cinderella. He was Prince Charming.
Of course he was Prince Charming. So even for the auditions, Chris was like, they're doing Cinderella this week. Do you want to guess what role Luke is going for? I was like, you mean how he's going to get Prince Charming? Because he's 27. And he's charming. It was so fun.
And next year is Mamma Mia.
Oh, I wonder who's going to be the dad.
Sam.
Who?
Wait. Mamma Mia?
Oh, is that his name?
It's Sam, yeah.
Oh. So you know we're all going to be at Mamma Mia.
Here we go.
Don't sing it. I won't. We're not going to sing it. I forgot. I get carried away. So, my brother won a Paper Mill Playhouse Award for conducting the music as high school musical. It's his birthday today. Oh, Luann, it's a good birthday day. Today is Brooke's birthday as well. So, we got lots of celebrating to do.
I'm gonna go get her birthday cake.
Mm-hmm. Look the same at 14. A couple of awkward moments, yeah. You gotta watch out. We all gotta, like, stand in front of Luke, but ladies, no. No. He got a baseball game tomorrow. He has Boy Scouts tomorrow. Back off. He's adorable. So listen. So when does the BNC tour of the world end? Because you had a beautiful wedding, then you went to a country concert. Now you're going to see Billy Joel. You already saw. What's her name? Gosh.
I have Nantucket. And
of course you do. Of course she does. Of course you do.
And I got the shore.
Of course you do. So, yeah. She's living her best life right now. So congratulations to you. I'm happy for you and sad for me at the same time. But did you ever see Billy Joel at Madison Square Garden?
I think so. First time.
She was with me.
My favorite.
Oh, wasn't it so fun? I was like, did you ever see it? She was standing next to me. I forgot. I was in my own. We should get him a sign that says I'm in high school. We probably should.
Probably a good idea.
I know. I don't know, Stacey. I don't know what's happening here that's warranting 1,400 people to be watched. Double what we normally have. So welcome, all of the new people. This is it. It's not going to get any better, this show. I'm just letting you know. So you're like, okay, I'm going to go then. Okay, that's fair. I know. She is a world traveler, but she did make time to stop by and bring me.
But I've never been to Europe.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. So if you could pick, okay, let's do this. If you could pick one country in Europe or anywhere, that's on your bucket list that you're like, I have got to go to this place?
I actually figured it out.
Okay, let me guess. I'm going to guess. Okay. Because I talked about you the other day and how if I ever went to, like, New Zealand, I would think you would want to go because of Game of Thrones. Is it New Zealand?
I thought it's Iceland.
Is it Iceland?
Yeah.
Is that your country?
No, it's not my country.
Oh. Diana, we're picking. Di, you've already been to Italy.
Hi, come on.
Oh, it's Brooke's birthday! Birdie, come here! There it comes. Come sit and say hi to everybody.
I used to think it was going to be Croatia because Game of Thrones was there too.
Okay.
But I feel like, you know how my passion for castles?
Yeah.
I need to go to England first.
Look gross.
And see all the castles.
Is that where? I think it's Ireland that has the most castles. Let me look it up.
Oh, I thought it was England because I got to go to
England. Oh, she's 19 today. Mm. Which means 19 years ago, I was in horrible, horrible pain.
Mm, me too.
But I got to meet my birdie. I do want to say we have lots of fun things planned for Bird, but she's been using this birthday thing for most of the week. She came in my room. She's like, do you have pajama bottoms I could borrow?
I used it last night and that's it.
She's like, you know, it's my birthday. And I was like,
I was like, yeah.
She's like, do you have this I can borrow? I was like, no. She goes, this is my birthday tomorrow. And I was like, yeah.
No, last night I was like, I'm one of those people that, like, if I go to jail tomorrow, I'll be like,
okay. Go get
no,
your
grandma
violin. Diana.
No, but it's fun.
So you threw the violin on the floor to fold a blanket?
I did not throw it on the floor. I stood it up.
We don't stand violins up. Do you know that violins don't stand?
Look, you want me to straighten up this house?
No. What is this that you're doing? What is that? Who is that? Don't stand it up again. It doesn't. Why do you think a violin would stand up on its own?
Because it was.
It doesn't. If the cases don't stand up on, and they don't cover.
So every day you learn something. So I learned something new today. I will not stand up the violin.
That instruments don't stand up on one end. I'm sorry. It's a very expensive violin. And I literally was on the phone with my homeowners the other day going, should I add this to my homeowner's policy?
What did they end up saying?
He said if you use the instruments for work, then yes. But if they're just for enjoyment, then no, you don't have to add them. But they are covered. Unless your grandma stands them up on their side early in the morning on your birthday.
Can I hire you for Christine's eventual wedding?
Oh.
Yes.
So beautiful. So, Brooke, tell us what on your 19th birthday do you think are like the most valuable lessons you've learned in your 19 years? And then we're going to ask Grandma because she had 76 years under her belt. Let's see if her answer is any different.
I learned some valuable lessons. I think I learned them all last year. I guess like in 18. One was like, if you say you're gonna do something, do it.
Okay. Okay. What else have you learned?
If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
That's from my grandma. That one's been around for 4 generations.
Sometimes you just need a good shut up.
Your mom is so good. Who is your mom?
Not everyone has to like you. You know the truth. Some people go crazy, but you know the truth.
Yeah, other people's opinion about you is none of your business. Mind your business. You got some good lessons here.
Yeah.
Anybody want to throw out some words of wisdom to a 19-year-old?
I learned muscle the hard way, though.
That's how most people learn.
Yeah, it was very interesting.
All right. Well, those are some good lessons, Bird. So last night, Di got all this fruit, put it in bowls. There's blueberries, strawberries, what else? There's cherries, and something else. she puts all the bowls out. Now there's like Jacqueline, Brooke's here, a couple of the girlfriends are here. So we all start eating. So like a person, we all reach into this bowl of blueberries and we start eating the blueberries. Here's Dinah. You can put your hand in that bowl. I said, how else am I going to get the blueberries in my mouth? Well, let me get you a plate. I said, for the blueberries. Yeah, you think people want your dirty fingers in the blueberries? I'll go, you know these came out of the ground, right? I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not going to eat those blueberries now if you're putting your dirty fingers in them. I said, I'm going to put my fingers in all these bowls. And she's real weird about it. Old people are weird. She was like, I don't think that's how you're supposed to eat it. I go, what are you going to get, tweezers? You're going to get tweezers and sit here like the game operation, just take them one at a time? Real fun here. Real fun here at the OPB. Andrea, I don't know. You are braver than you think, said Sharon Wagner. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. I feel like the day that you have a baby is the day that you realize how powerful you are. You're like, look what my vagina made, and I wasn't even trying. Mm-hmm. It, boom, made a baby. And then you have a baby. So I wouldn't use that as like, I'm going to show you. Don't do that. I mean, you should really want a baby. Yeah.
Chopsticks.
Yeah, she's going to eat them with chopsticks. Talk to yourself the way you would talk to somebody you love. Mm-hmm. Say nice things to yourself. Right? Mm-hmm. All right. Diana, what lessons have you learned in your 76 years? Your lessons should be a lot better. You've had quadruple the amount of time. My gosh, she's four times as old as you.
What lessons did I learn?
You know that you've been on the planet four times the amount of time that she's been here.
Thank you. I don't know that I would have thought in the new way, but...
Right? Okay. It's crazy.
Yes, it is crazy.
Therma, when you were 19...
what were... Married.
Now, oh, yeah, true.
I just started dating Grandpa.
Oh, wow.
I was 19.
So you need to find your future spouse
for I think what I've learned early on is that life is precious.
Life is precious.
You never know. Broke from one day to the next.
Oh, let's get real morbid.
Yeah, no, but I mean
yeah, okay. That, happy birthday! It's not forever. Yeah. Like that.
And that be kind and have fun. You know, have fun, enjoy this time. And that's my takeaway. You know,
that's
right
it.
Now, I'm
that's
having a ball.
Yeah.
me too.
Yeah, Di learned that violins don't stand up on their own. She did learn that today. Yeah. All right. Jacqueline Blizzard's here. Oh. She said her friend's motto is, life is short, eat all the Oreos.
Yeah,
Brooke already does that. Oh, Diana, will you get me some tweezers so I can
life is short.
Leave
one cups under your bed.
Chris, did you know that's how you eat blueberries?
Because Brooke and three other of her friends were
lick
in the
them.
Kitchen.
Mm-hmm. We put them in our mouths and we put them back in the bowl.
They put their fingers on the blueberries to eat them, Chris, like monsters.
In their mouth, so all their saliva mixed.
You know us.
It's like the nuts. Yeah. Now watch. Look.
So am I taking a
She's disgusting.
Should I go now?
She's disgusting. Yeah. So don't eat the strawberries. The I wash them all. Strawberries, blueberries.
Don't take your niece for granted, said Missy. That's a weird one.
Oh,
that might be Missy specific.
Oh, not even that. I won't trust it.
Juggle, what's wrong with you?
Don't double dip your... Yeah, don't double dip around me.
Sorry, I want Giselle to be able to, like, have breakfast.
Okay, she'll be back. Don't worry about what she's doing.
No, you have to
No, put it on your plate. Right, exactly.
Don't take people for granted. That is for mostly your mother.
Very valuable one is do not trust everyone. I would tell everyone everything. Everyone everything.
What?
No, you still be you. They're just not nice people.
What?
Oh, well, you need to get that people.
I can't hear what you're saying. Probably in my purse upstairs. Like or no, I brought my purse.
No, you'll put it in my purse. I like you, but no hair. Go sit over there, real nice.
Mister.
Oh,
Okay. It does remind me of the time I put all the blueberries in my mouth. Remember? Somebody said, I think it's disgusting that you're eating blueberries on the internet. And then I started putting them out and counting them. I think I got to 43. 43
blueberries.
Yeah, 43 blueberries. Oh mm-hmm. It's a busy morning at the OPB. You should see OPB the men lining up at the back door. Lining up at the honey door.
They're at the honey door. Don't tell anybody.
Old people brothel. So grandma snuck John in, but not through the front ring doorbell. I have no idea how he got in. So we think she got a honey door. That's where you bring your honeys in. Now, there was a song called the OPP. You down with OPP. But this is called the OPB, the Old People Brothel. That's what's happening here. Yeah. Listen, in 80 years, you'll be sitting here doing the exact same thing. Yeah. So.
It was so good.
Leo, come here.
All right. Bye. We love you. I know, Angela. I don't know what's happening. So maybe that now that I'm using my natural face, I left all my makeup at home. Maybe my natural face
is
much more alluring.
I did see it there.
Okay.
I didn't think that you would leave it. I mean,
I would never. That's a horrible idea for a 50-year-old to not wear makeup.
You literally, I didn't even notice.
I noticed. Did I tell you, the dress I wore to the wedding? So this was so fun. I don't know if I told you that dress that I wore at the wedding. Walked into the store. I don't know if anybody's tried to buy dresses for weddings lately, but they're ridiculously expensive. They're hard to buy. You're like, I don't know what I'm supposed to buy. So this is my last resort. I walk into the store and the lady says, she showed me these dresses that are so short. I was like, where's my crotch going to be? I'll just go one size up. I go, what size is this? She says a 4. I said a 4? I'm 50. Why would you give me a size 4? So then she brings me another one. I go, okay, this is good. And I could zip it up, but I couldn't sit down. You know how like you look real good in a dress, but like you shouldn't sit down or like walk or eat in it. And I was like, oh, no. Oh, now that she went away, it'll come back. Let me know when the sound's back. So Jacqueline can hear me in the car? Maybe. Probably. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll wait.
But Jacqueline, will she know? Or it'll just
It'll disconnect because we're so far away. Huh?
You have a lot of bots on here. Do you see what I'm trying?
I don't know. I'm back. Thank you, Patty. So, I don't know. Yeah, start over about the dress. So, I go to buy the dress. And, and the lady said, what size are you? I said, between a small and a medium. And I try the dress on. And I zip it up, but I can't breathe. I can't move. And she says, well, let me get you one size up. I go, what size is this? And she says, it's a 4. And I said, I'm 50. Why would you give a 50-year-old a size 4? So then she gives me the next one, but I couldn't move. I mean, I could zip it, but I had to drive an hour and a half for the whole thing. So anyway, I ended up getting an 8, I think. But it was just so funny. I was like, girl, I'm 50. I think she was 22. I said, listen, yeah. So it was funny. Anyway, Brooke. So big birthday today. It's exciting. It's back, but your video doesn't match the sound. I don't know. Let me check the internet. We heard crotch, and that's it until now. That sounds about right. Sorry. Hold on one second. Yeah, we're on the Wi-Fi. I don't know. You might have to go out and come back in if it's not right. But it doesn't match your words. All right. Well, go out and come back in and tell me if it's I can't help you. Picture doesn't match your voice. All right, well, I don't know how to fix it because this is actually just how my mouth works. So in order to reset, yeah. Yeah, I keep forgetting that it attaches to the car. Anyway,
so how you feel?
I don't feel really any different yet. Maybe.
No. I'm okay now. Thank you. Di, you're going to... How old are you now? 76?
76. I know. You keep saying that.
You're going to get a smack in the face.
She said that a lot this morning, hasn't she?
What do you think you want to do for your 80th birthday? Just out of curiosity.
What do I think?
Where do you want to go for your 80th birthday?
Oh, where you want to go.
Or do. What is your idea?
I think you need to go back to Italy. She loves Italy.
I would love to go back to Italy.
When you travel, when I went, I was 59 when Dad and I went. And it's a lot of walk. Well, you didn't do
59? That was almost 20 years ago.
Yeah, I went in 2006. You're right.
If you want to go, you should go now. Don't wait four more years. All your bones will be real brittle.
As opposed to doing the cruise, I like the land. Because you get to see a lot, and it's a lot of walking. And so, yeah, if I wanted to go to Italy when I was 80,
you should go
now.
Let's just celebrate your 80th birthday now.
Exactly.
I want to ask
this summer.
Yes. Question.
Okay.
So let's forget about the year you were born. Okay. How old do you feel?
In my brain?
Yes.
I'm 19.
Yay!
Exactly.
You're like twins.
We're twins.
Right, Brooke?
Let's go clubbing.
Yeah, I think because...
So your body feels 19?
No. You say...
Okay, so let's start again. So your brain feels 19.
You say in your mind.
No. What does your body feel?
Oh, 76. Yeah. We went yesterday. We had a beautiful day. We were threesome yesterday. The three of us went out. And we went to the zoo. We went to that Cape May Zoo. Mm-hmm. I had never been.
Oh, is it far from here?
No, about 30-40 minutes. About 30 minutes to the zoo.
Do they have sloths?
And it's free.
I didn't see
a sloth. But it's free, Brooke. But
maybe Grandma will get you one.
Along with the zoo, they've incorporated, and it's in the woods. It's built. You have to go. I didn't expect it. They put in zip lining.
Yeah, where Luke did.
Did you go?
Oh, God, no. I don't think it was
you
open.
You said you're 19.
It's only open on the weekends.
Yeah, and we were walking around, and they're going, would you do that, Di? I said, I can't walk on the ground.
It's like a giant swing.
Are you talking about how you walk, like, with the rope, like, rope climbing, and then there's a zip lining
right,
at the end?
Yes. I didn't know that was there. I had no clue that was there.
I did part of it, and then I was done. But Jean and Luke and Christine and Alexander did the whole thing.
Right. Diana, have you ever gone clubbing?
Oh, yeah, when I was young, certainly.
She was a clubber.
Oh, yeah, I liked to go.
What was the name of the club?
Well, back then...
It was called a firehouse.
Belmar, on
Aljo.
30... Was it Aljo's? Was
Aljo
up there.
Aljo Curve.
Aljo's was there.
What's an Aljo? What does that even mean?
It was a bar, a club.
Sky Zone.
Aljo?
No. Yeah, A-L, right. Yes,
like just Aljo. Two guys, a guy named Al and a guy named Joe, got together.
A-L-J-O.
They were like, what are we going to name it? How are we going to Aljo?
But
it's by name and your
name.
Let me
back up a minute.
All right.
You have to remember, I started dating Dad when I was 19. And in my blog this month in the Dear Diary.
Oh, your blog.
I wrote about that. We would go to Mom Knable's. It was run by an older woman, and she would let us drink at 19. She never carded anybody. They weren't real strict back in the day.
Well, 18 was the drinking age.
Not for me. It was still 21 in 19. Yeah. When I, was.
I don't think so.
So
yeah.
I was 19, and we would go there, and we would be able to drink. But I was married when I was 21. So after I was married, I really didn't go clubbing. You know, so the few places that I could get into.
So you had two good years of clubbing at called Mama Joe's, and she let you drink in her basement? That's what I heard
like
you say.
Did you ever hear of Mama Knables?
I think most of the words she just said are made up.
No.
What's Mom Knables?
No,
that's not a word.
No, that's not what
I
said. I
thought it
that
was a weird.
Knobles?
Knobles is the
coral reef. The coral reef.
I have been at the coral reef. Yes.
So you did go clubbing after you got married.
Dad and I may have gone out a little bit, but not when I was single.
Andrew wants to know if you went to the fountain room.
Come on, Lou.
I don't think so.
Linda, I don't
know.
You
want to
go see your friends?
She don't know. So Linda said it was 8. The drinking age was 18 in the 60s.
Correct.
Wasn't that you?
Well, I was. No, it wasn't 18 in the 60s.
Everybody's asking if you went to the fountain room. Andrea's asking. What's the fountain room?
Where is the fountain? Where is it at?
I don't know, Di. I was not alive.
I do not remember going to the fountain room.
Yeah, the coral reef was near her house. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that mysteriously burned down. Does everybody have like a creepy club near their house where it said the drinking age did not go to 21 until 1980? So you were definitely.
No, the reason I'll tell you why. In April 28th is my birthday. I went out clubbing, and at that time they didn't put the date, the actual number, they put April. April of. You know, 1947 was when I was born. They didn't
it's a
have
long
the date.
Time ago.
So when I went into the club, the guy said, "How do I know which day your birthday is?" You know, because April I went in and I actually went a couple days before my birthday.
Oh, because my crazy. License. Yeah, yeah.
And he was fighting with me, and all my friends were going, "Yeah. She's 21," and I got in. But that's why I know it was 21. It was right afterwards, so...
No. Deb says it depends on the state.
Read that. So 47, 57.
There's like a whole bunch of...
It says New Jersey lowered its drinking age from 21 to 18 in 1973.
Yeah, it wasn't mine.
And then raised it to 19 in 1980, and then it got to 21 in 1983.
Yeah, no,
she's right.
Not,
wow. You
know, well, that I remember. if it was 18, man, I would have been to the fountain room.
Look at all the miles you walked yesterday.
Yeah, we walked a lot. That was the point. So yesterday we walked a lot. Okay. So getting back to Italy, which
all
is
right.
A lot of walking.
All right. I also let Diana know that I will be playing Ultimate Bingo next week with Carrot in Atlantic City. Sherry and I like to do the bingoing.
When are you doing that?
Next Tuesday.
Oh, Tuesday.
But it's invitation only, Chris. You know I'd invite. You got to get an Ocean card. Don't get me started.
Isn't that new casino that's real fancy?
Let's go
fancy
today and get one.
Oh, you could just apply for
that. Yeah, don't try to get in on this this exclusive bingo I'm in.
John loves bingo.
It's exclusive.
It's exclusive. Yeah, all I got to do is go get a car.
No, it's an VIP invitation only.
Yeah.
Super VIP.
Super VIP.
Once you get the card, you become super.
You have to be 77 to apply. You're too young. Mm-hmm. So, Andrew's like, bingo. Ah, look, everybody's trying to get on my bingo, my special bingo.
I have to do a bingo night.
It was so funny because I was just saying that this will be the first bingo night that her and I have gone to since the pandemic, because the last social thing I did before the pandemic was bingo with Sherry. And you're like, of all the things, if I knew there was a pandemic coming, I doubt that I'd be like, I need to bingo one more time before we're locked in a house. For 3 years. That's like, do you remember what your last thing was?
You're going to laugh.
What?
PJ Willihan's St. Patty's Day.
To see your boys, the band?
Well, they weren't playing that night, but they played somewhere else, but we went there for St. Patty's
Day. Does everybody remember what was the last thing that they did?
That's a good question.
Before the pandemic. Like, when I remember, like, looking through my pictures, before the pandemic, you can definitely tell too. I don't know if yours was the same, but you can see all the pictures of my actual life, right? And then the pandemic hits and they're just miserable pictures. There's just like a change in the tone. Like everybody's real happy. We had Dominic and Jan over. I was in New York. I just started taking a class in New York, a screenwriting class. I was real happy. And then you could tell when the pandemic pictures set in, because it was just like, here's a picture of the stuff I just bought at the Acme. It was real funny. Lisa's like, we went to a bingo. I don't know. Did everybody go to bingo right before the pandemic? My daughter's birthday party, we had a blast. I don't know. I often think about it because I remember thinking, oh, if somebody did a Billy Joel concert before the pandemic, like, if you knew, like, I'm gonna be locked in a house for 3 years, what's the last thing I'm gonna do? Somebody had lunch in a restaurant. Flew back home from California for a 2-week work trip. I just got back from Sicily. That would have been lovely. My wedding, 3.5 months before lockdown. Night before lockdown, we were at a local VFW. Funny.
And it was March
20. So crazy. We went on vacation to New Orleans. It was Jordan and Nick's housewarming party. Oh. Yeah, it was my birthday lunch at Ponzio, said Andrea. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Christine graduated.
Wow. Annette, who doesn't love a good bingo? Now, here's Diana last night. I don't like bingo anyway. And I said, what do you mean you don't like bingo? Yeah, I don't like it because everybody else always wins. I said, I feel like you don't understand bingo.
You got to tell them the story.
That's because Diana got bingo, didn't yell it loud enough.
No, it wasn't me. Someone else yelled bingo, but it was real low. Nobody heard them. The next number they called was mine. And as we all know, I'm not quiet. And I jumped up. I won. Bingo, 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 bingo. So they start bringing me the prize. And all of a sudden you hear, wait. The lady over there yelled bingo. And then there was this big to-do. Now, rules. Now, I don't play
now,
bingo a lot.
Did you go over and get in her face?
No. Rules are that if you yell bingo and it's not loud enough and
they
hear you,
they punch you in the face.
No, and they call the next number.
They punch you in the face.
You don't win.
After
you're
they
done.
Punch you, you don't win. They drag
but,
you outside and they beat
you know
you with
what?
A carrot.
They took my prize and they gave it to her.
Oh, look at you! Should see her eyes real squinty. They gave it to her.
And so.
So what did you learn?
Exactly.
I learned that I didn't know it though. I didn't know that.
What
that
did you learn, Diana?
I learned that if that girl, I go out again and I yell bingo and they start making a big to do, I'm going to say, you know what?
Oh,
I win.
I wish you could say it.
She didn't yell. I yelled. Next time I'm getting the prize. Don't you worry.
Did you trip her on her way out? What was the prize
I'm
that you did?
That
what
way.
Was the? Yeah, you are.
It
what
was
the prize you
was
didn't
a
get?
Designer bag bingo. It was a beautiful bag.
Beautiful bag. And you? And how many beautiful bags you have now? 17 already.
No, I don't.
That lady probably never had a beautiful bag, and
well,
she was in
was
shock.
Right. She didn't.
She was in shock that she was finally going to get one beautiful bag.
Yeah, she didn't.
And this
know.
Bee over here got 17 of
she
them.
She said, bingo.
Maybe she got emphysema.
You know what?
You know what? You're so rude.
You know what?
Maybe she got problems with her vocal cords.
Now that I know, don't. And then, you know, I'm waiting for one number, and they call 10 numbers, and it's not mine, and they call somebody else.
That's how
number.
Bingo works.
Well, I hate that.
I don't know if you know, but bingo's not a guaranteed situation.
I know, but I.
Okay.
All
right.
You know, I got to win if I'm going to go.
Yeah. So, but it is VIP. So.
So yeah, well, okay.
Not everybody can go.
I have to find somebody that you know has a card. Evidently,
these people don't know that they're on a TV show. So, oh, Lady Di, Sasha Kendrick, we got to get Gloria up in here. We could give away just pairs of the...
Does her mama like bingo?
Of course her mom likes bingo. I don't even have to ask, and I know her mom likes bingo. Yeah, we should have a One Funny Mother bingo, and we just give away Betsy Johnson's sparkly sneakers.
Oh, I love my sneakers. I love
Chris was like, I want to play bingo. What are you saying?
Right, One Funny Mother bingo.
One Funny Mother bingo. I was talking to Missy last night. She was like, Gloria loves bingo. So I'm talking to Missy yesterday. And we're in the middle of a conversation. And finally she goes, Jeremy, what? What is it that you need? Just say it. It's just Dina. She goes, Dina, why is it that when you're talking on the phone to somebody, that somebody you love will come over and be like, and they don't use words, but they just move their mouth. And you're like, what? And they're like, and you're like, can you just, it's just Dina. Just say what you need. It's okay. It's not a work call or anything. But I said, people will do that. They'll come behind the camera. Like, Brooke will stay on the other side of this camera. And she'll be like,
oh, I go,
what are you
that.
Saying? What are you doing? I don't just say right, what you're right, saying. Right. I can't. Everybody can see. I'm now looking at your mouth trying to figure out. It was so funny.
I do it all the time.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. And I'm like, what?
Looking at my photos, the last thing that I did was in March. We celebrated Dominic's birthday. They came up early.
They
it was
did.
March 1st. Look how little he
I
is.
I know. He's so handsome.
March 1st of 2020. So that was the last activity.
Yeah. For the next one funny mother trip, we'll add bingo.
Oh.
Dirty bingo.
Like strip bingo.
Okay. That is not at all what I was saying. Wow. I was thinking sex toys or something. What kind of bingo? It's mostly women here. And John. They'll be like, make sure John's attending. Otherwise, it's just a whole bunch of ladies naked. What is even strip bingo?
You said dirty.
I said dirty. I didn't say naked. What are you talking? Yeah, that escalated quickly. I was going to just say like a Victoria's Secret gift card or something. And you're like, everybody take their tops off and use your boob as a stamper. What? No. I'm not doing. No. No. And you should have seen strip bingo. No. You should. I wish you could have seen her face.
Gloria would like that.
No. Gloria would not like that. Okay. Nobody. Nobody
I'm
wants that.
14. Take off your shirt.
I'm 14. Take your bras off. John, take your pants off. Yeah, is John ready for this? No, he's not.
Take your sock off.
He is not ready. Now, here's a fun John Honeydorf fact. So John and Linda drove down in separate cars. And she was like, listen, Mom, you take a separate car. If you're not having fun, because he's the only fellow here, you can go anytime you want. John's still here. John's like, I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving the OPB.
This is a fun place.
John is cousin Linda's
fiance.
Honey.
Honey bun.
Honey. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Honey door. Uh-huh. Honey
Where
door.
Where did
honey.
Linda go?
Yeah.
Linda.
Yeah.
I've been saying that all weekend. Linda.
Okay, I'm sure she loves that.
Oh, she loves it.
Yeah. 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 I was in, but now I think I'm out. Junie and we're all out.
We have another visitor.
We're all out. Oh, that's Giselle. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, Diana got a lot happening. Yeah, you should have seen her face. She's like, oh, strip bingo.
I looked at it. Did you see me look? I went.
No. No, nobody wants that. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. What kind of week has Di had? I don't know. Come on in. Hey, Giselle. John is cousin Linda's fiance. And he could have left at any time, and he's decided to stay. In fact, Linda's leaving. He's still going to stay. He's staying through the weekend. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's been it's a full house here down in Margate. Oh, what did I say? I said it. Whatever. That's where we are.
Where did Brooke go?
She's upstairs. Yeah, Diana gone wild, for sure. So if my mom ever invites you to play bingo with her, I would maybe ask a few questions. Yeah, maybe wear a coat, a scarf, maybe some long johns. Just keep it in mind.
I don't know why when she said dirty, that's where I went.
Mm-hmm. Diana gone wild. Mm-hmm.
That's like that word association game, you know. Mm-hmm. So she said dirty.
Yeah, well, we see what you did. Do you play bingo at your church?
Occasionally.
Do they have strip bingo?
No, they do not. No, they do not. No.
Okay, just wondering what
I
kind
bet
of
you if they
church
did, they'd
function.
Have a lot more seniors going to that bingo.
Did he disappear? Where'd he go? Go. Oh, there he is. I was like, where'd he go? Oh, there you go.
Oh, they're
pee right on my
right
yard.
Why
did you make Diana say that?
Why did
exactly.
you make me say that? That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You have a sign too, right?
No, I don't care.
No.
I don't care. I always think it's so funny when people are like, don't let curb your dog. I'm like, it's a dog. That's what dogs do. I don't know. It was so funny. So John was here through the weekend, and there is a flag, like, stand right now. I have the flag.
Bracket.
But it doesn't fit the new flag I got, and then I got another one installed. That one broke because it was plastic, and so the flag just hangs out in this thing over here. And so John, you know, he's here with the honeys all week. And he was like, you know, I saw this thing. I'm going to fix it. So he climbs out this window and he's looking. He's like, yes, I was looking at it. I think I might try to fix it. I go, listen, you can fix anything you want. If the spirit moves you. So we had a renter here and they were so lovely. And she had said, she goes, my husband, he can't sit still. So he noticed that you had a couple bald spots in the front from where dogs peed on your yard. So we got some grass seed. He reseeded it. He also went to the fridge. We changed out the filter. We did the... I was like, you guys can call back anytime. I was like, if you rent from us and you also fix things, girl, you can come anytime you want. I told you... Cousin Allison is here, and when Di was having her bring your own protein party, I said, listen, I don't know how this grill works, Allison and Jeff, so it's your job to come down at the beginning of the season, open up the grill, have Jeff do whatever men do to grills, and that'll be the thing. And you guys will come every year now. So, Allison, Jeff, we're waiting for you to show up. Jim Wagner's like, that's what I do too. I was like, listen. If you can find something, fix it. Now, there is a broken...
what do we got?
There's a broken kickstand.
On one of the bikes.
So I'm gonna try to fix that. I got to power wash. There's a couple things I have to do in the next week or so. And I got to text Tim. I want him to fix a couple above the shower.
Oh, I saw.
I want him to patch that, so... Yeah, but it looks like it's ready for the summer. Oh, I know what I want to show you. Hold on. We're going to go for a walk. Let me tell you first. So, the shore house is, you know, something I'd worked on when we first bought it, and we didn't really plan on renting. Then the pandemic hit. Then I got divorced, and I was like, well, the only way I can keep it is if I rent it. So the house is pretty, like, well kept, right, so that we can have renters here. But one of the projects that I wanted to do, and we just never got around to it, was where, you know, all these houses are pretty close. And so the house next to me, their garage backs up to my yard. And so there's just this giant cinder block wall. And one of Brooke's friends that's here, her name is Luna, and she's a great artist. She's an art student in college. And I said, I want you to put a mural here. Like, I want you to come down, let's draw something out, and then let's put together a plan for a mural. So I'm gonna show you what the wall looks like, and then you guys can tell me what you think we should, what kind of picture or drawing you think that we should put on this wall. So let me show you. So, and it's funny because you can go back and watch the video of when we first bought this house, and oof, it needed some work. But now it's come together. It's really nice. Okay. All right. So here's the wall. Let me show it to you. I know, Sherry. We had so much other work to do, so we never really got to it. But the grill is on this wall. But here it is. It's just cinder block. It just extends here, just to the end of this, and then all the way. So, what do you think, Chris? What would you put there?
Well, jokingly, I said to your mom, a peacock, but...
A peacock? Wild flowers, that would be pretty. Something beachy. So, Luna is the artist, and she had said she thought about putting in a couple, like, different windows with, like, different beach scenes. So, that was one idea. Somebody said mermaid.
Beachy. Something beachy for sure.
The other one she says it's a really big wall, so she thought that she would put in like a tiki bar. She could draw a tiki bar.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Right?
I like that one.
Yeah.
Do that.
Somebody said blue skies and dirty seagulls. A beach scene with wildflowers.
I like the tiki bar.
A garden. a beautiful sunset. It's hard, right? Like if you only have, so we said a mermaid, flowers or beachy. So think on it. You can send me some pictures if you have ideas you want to send. Come on, Lou. Yeah, something beachy for sure. But you're like, okay, what do we want to look at all day long, right? The window idea was a good idea. So she's going to kind of put some sketches together. And I thought about telling her, like, you can draw it, and if you can sketch it on there, then, you know, I can take some time and start to, like, fill it in here or there. Hold on. There we go. So we'll see. But I thought that would be fun. You know, there's a couple projects here to do eventually, but most of the ones that are left are kind of moving things. I've got to move the air conditioner to the above the roof. That's going to be expensive, so we're not doing that one. So, a mural of the OFM tour themes. Oh, that would be fun.
Chris said a peacock.
A peacock. Mm-hmm. A tiki bar with the beach. Do you have all three dogs here? Yes, I do. Too many dogs. Something with lots of color. So I don't know if you saw it, Judy, but on the way in the back door, do you remember we were trying to figure out what color to do? So my house is like a bright color, and then the back door we did in like a turquoise. And so I said to Luna, I was like, if you can put some turquoise to get in there to kind of play off of the door, that would be nice. A lighthouse with solar flickering light. Great. Some dunes. Oh, the dunes would be pretty. Naked women playing bingo at a tiki bar. Now we're talking. Watching from the Dominicans. Oh, I'm so jealous. So that is where we are with everything. So that's it, everybody, for the morning show. I gotta go, get ready for Brooke's birthday festivities and, the dog picture them playing poker. That would be funny. So I'm going to check on Birdie and see what we're going to plan for today. Our big honeypots with the door. And go from there. So we'll see. But thanks for watching, everybody. Today is Friday, so it's an exciting day. It means that you can go relax and I'm gonna sneeze. Relax this weekend, do something. Oh my gosh. Stephanie was like, put the leg up. A yoga leg. Make a beautiful picture of the scenery of the Amalfi Coast with just a leg in the middle. Guys, clotheslines with big girl underwears. So funny. So thanks for watching. Thanks for all the birthday wishes for Brooke Blizzard. I think we'll be bebopping back and forth between this house and back home as we kind of get ready for renters and get some stuff done back there. So that's it. So stay tuned. Thanks for all my stars, everybody. I see everybody sent a lot of stars, which is so lovely. Keep in mind, you're going to want to stay tuned for announcements of Naked Bingo coming up. So you're going to want to put that on your schedule immediately. Stay tuned for that announcement. We gotta just check John's schedule, since it'll be real important that he's there. So that's it, everybody. Have a great day, a great weekend, and a blessed weekend. Thanks for watching, as always, and we'll see you on Monday morning. All right, I'll see you. Bye.